Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
It is my joy to be with you to present the truth about Islam. When we say revealing the truth about Islam, what do we really mean by that? What is the truth? It is the most important old question has been asked by Pilate to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. When Jesus stood up before Pilate, Pilate asked him so many questions. One of the greatest questions has been ever asked is, what is the truth? We see this in the book of John, chapter 18. The sad thing about Pilate when he asked this question to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, he did not wait to hear the answer of Jesus. I hope and I pray as we take the journey together to find the truth, to search for the truth, that we will wait and hear the answer. I would like to begin by telling you, Islam is not what I say or what I claim. As it is as well, Christianity is not what some Christians stand up to teach or what some Christians do. Christianity is the teaching of the New Testament. It is the teaching of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And we cannot judge Christianity based on what Christians do, but what the Word of God teaches us to do. The same with Islam. We cannot judge Islam by just watch the act of some Muslim around the world or those who live in the West and we say that is Islam. No, Islam is the teaching of the Quran, the Muslim holiest book, or the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, which is the saying of Muhammad. If it is not in the Quran, it is not Islam. If it is not the teaching of Muhammad, it is not Islam. To understand Islam, to know Islam, we must understand and know the Quran, and we must examine and understand the teaching of Muhammad. And that's what exactly what we will be doing together in this program, revealing the truth about Islam. A few weeks ago, I was watching some videos made by Muslim who obviously live here in the United States. There are 6 DVDs and they have the title Discovering Islam. I watched 6 DVDs to discover the truth about Islam. And it's amazing. They did not mention even one verse from the Quran to help me to understand Islam. Or one saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. Through it, we can discover Islam. I mean, how can you discover Islam without the verses of Allah in the Quran? How can we discover Islam without reading the words of Muhammad in the Hadith? But that's exactly what they have done. They are telling the American, they're telling the Western, the new Islam, the Islam which they wish to have, which they wish for the whole world to believe and accept. I'm sorry, my dear friends. Islam is not the word of such liars on such DVDs because that's not Islam. If you cannot find verses in the Quran to support whatever you want to teach about Islam, then it is not Islam. If you cannot find me the statement, the saying of Muhammad to support what you're trying to teach me about Islam, then it is not Islam. It is your version of Islam. But that's not Islam. That is not truth. That is lies. We are here to expose all the lies which Muslims in the West try to give about Islam. There's so much to learn. There's so much ahead of us. We will have a long, long run to understand Islam, to know the truth about Islam. There are good news and there are bad news. The good news is we have this program right now where through it we will learn the truth about Islam. The sad news is we are quite a little bit late, maybe 30, 40 years. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The Bible clearly teaches this in the book of Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. We have traveling in the wrong direction for a long time in America. I believe deep in my heart the Lord Jesus Christ gave us the Great Commission. It's a command, it's an order for us to go to the end of the world, to give the good news of Jesus to the Muslim of Saudi Arabia, to the Muslim of Egypt, to the Muslim of Afghanistan, Iran, and Pakistan. And we have not done this for a long time. And they are here. the Muslims are here in America. Christ make it a lot easier that we do not have, we no longer have to go to Saudi Arabia because the Saudi are here in America. We no longer have to go to Iran because the Irani are here in America. And we have not shared the gospel with them while they live among us here in America in a very safe environment. Nobody will harm you. Nobody will kill you if you open the Bible and share the truth of Christ with the Muslim. But it's a long way. We need to learn all what we can learn about Islam so we can literally reach out to the Muslim. You know, I go and speak in many churches all over this country, and the first thing come out of the lips of the preacher in the church, Brother Usama, teach us how to share the gospel with Muslim, how to minister to the Muslim. And that's obviously a great request, an awesome request, to reach out to the Muslim with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It cannot be answered without a great deal of study, a great deal of understanding to what Islam is. What do Muslim people believe? How can we reach out to someone without knowing the way they think, the way they believe, whatever they believe, because then we go in really an empty circle. My dear friends, there's so many of our missionary travel all over the world to reach out to the Muslim, spending not 5 years, but 10, but 20, but maybe 30 years without reaching out to any of these wonderful Muslims with the gospel of Jesus Christ, because simply we got the wonderful, wonderful news, but we do not know how to present it right to those who believe in Islam. For if a Christian man knock at the door of some Muslim and tell him, Jesus love you, yes indeed, and I believe in Prophet Jesus as well. Well, he is God Almighty, he came in flesh. Whoa, 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 you are now talking like an infidel. And he died on the cross and he rose again for your sin. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. How do I want to believe in that? That's not exactly what Allah taught me in the Quran. He never died. He never rose from the dead. This is a lie which you Christian believe. This is what we Muslim believe is a deception. It is why we believe the Bible is corrupted. That's why we believe the Bible has been changed. Because Jesus is not God. Jesus is not the Son of God. God have no son. And Jesus never died on the cross. And he never rose from the dead. You see, my dear friends, the good news, the only message we have, the message of hope for salvation. When we give to the Muslims, they reject it because simply we do not understand what do Muslims believe about our Bible. What do Muslims believe about our Jesus? There is a long road ahead of us, a long study we have to do together. And through it, we will discover together the best way to reach out to the Muslim, the best method we can use to literally be effective minister to the gospel of Jesus Christ to our Muslim friends. And it will begin by revealing the truth about Islam, understanding Islam. What do really Muslims believe? And then we can reach out to them with the good news of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the only hope for not only the Muslim, but for the entire world. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. No one can come to the Father but through Him and through Him alone. This is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. First, I would like to share with you where the name, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry, the name of our ministry, came from. There are very important two verses. The first verse comes from the book of the Quran,
chapter 1, verse 5.
Muslim people say, اهدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the straight way. It's a very important prayer, and Muslims pray it so many times during the day. It is a very sincere prayer, and I believe Muslims mean it in their heart. But it is sad to read the following verse in verse 6. When Muslims, as they have been instructed by the verses of the Quran, they're telling Allah, their God, which way exactly they want. As it is interpreted by all Muslim scholars, they said, Surat al-lazina an'amta alayhum, the way of those whom you have graced, the Muslim way, the Islam religion way. غَيْرَ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, not the way of those whom you are angry against, meaning the Jewish faith. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, and not those who are lost. That is the Christian way. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, here we see in the first chapter of the Quran, in verses 5 and 6, Muslims are praying to Allah, seeking the true way, seeking the straight way, but not the Christian way, not the Jewish way. And they know exactly what they're saying when they pray to Allah every day so many times. They don't want to be a Christian. They don't want to be a Jew, because the Jewish faith is the faith of those whom Allah is angry against. And the Christian faith, it is the faith of those who are lost. They want to be guided to the straight way. The only way, the only true way, it is the Islam way. But we as Christians know the answer. The straight way, the only way, the narrow way, it is Jesus Christ himself. As Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Notice that Jesus did not say, I am one of the ways. No. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And to be very clear, no one, Jesus says, the rest of the verse, no one comes to the Father but by me. We cannot get to heaven in any way but through Jesus Christ, because we have sin, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And the gift of God is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, he is the one who set us free. And he is the one who died to pay the penalty of our sin. He died to set us free. And he is the only hope. He is the only way. It is through Jesus Christ alone we can get to heaven. But how can we pass this message? How can we give this good news to the Muslim friends without knowing and understanding Islam?
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Jesus Christ is the straight way. And it is through his grace we can be saved. Let's together take the journey to learn the truth about Islam, beginning from the call of prayer.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Muslim shout. And when you ask the Muslim people, what does the word Allahu Akbar mean? It's amazing. They always say, God is great. And because most Americans do not know the Arabic language, they believe it. Is this true? Does really the word Allahu Akbar mean God is great? Of course not. Why? Because the word great in the Arabic language is the word azim. What does really the word Akbar mean? It's very simple. If you open a dictionary and search for the word Akbar, you'll see it means bigger. Now, when you say Allahu Akbar, God is bigger, either language, Arabic or English, it's not a false sentence. In other words, God is bigger than what? God's bigger than who? If you notice, my dear brothers and sisters, they shout Allahu Akbar as it has always been said by the Muslim. There is always an action follow such a saying. Now when you put the shout Allahu Akbar, God is bigger, plus the action, whatever they do, now you come to a full sentence. Allahu Akbar, when you see an aeroplane going into a building and the building crash. So Allahu Akbar, God is bigger than the building. God is a mightier than the building, that now we took the building down for Allah. Allahu Akbar is a word that can be heard when you see the Muslim Dr. Nadal Malik Hassan in Fort Hood, Texas, shooting 213 bullets. And every time he shot one of these bullets, he shouted Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, God is bigger than all these infidels whom he was shooting to kill. Praise God, he only were able to wound 30 some and he killed 13. He did not kill 213 people. Allahu Ab is a shout you hear from a Muslim man or a Muslim woman when they blow themselves up as a voice of victory to kill some Jew or to kill some Christian. After all these years, we hear the word Allahu Akbar. We could not understand it yet. It is a voice, a shout of victory over the infidels. Muhammad taught the Muslim people to do such a shout years and years ago, in the beginning of Islam, 1400 years ago. I'm shocked, literally, that the president of the United States of America waited 2 weeks, and then he come out to speak to the media, and he said, we do not need to rush to conclusion. Oh, don't you guys misunderstand the man here? He maybe have no relationship with Islam. Dr. Nadal Malik Hassan, we do not know really too much about him, and we don't want to tie him to Islam or Muslim. And it is unbelievable. It's unbelievable that the American people can take such a lie from the president of the United States of America. I spoke same week in a church in North Carolina, and I said, boys and girls, let me ask you a question. When a man hold a gun in his hand, now notice, my dear brothers and sisters, these are 8 to 10 years old children. I said to them, if a man hold a gun in his hand, and he shot one bullet after one bullet, and every time he shot a bullet, he shout, Allahu Akbar. Tell me, is he a good Catholic? B, a good Baptist. C, a good Muslim. Amazing that all these little children in one voice, they all said he is a Muslim person. It is logic, it's common sense. But the president of United States of America, he's telling us, do not run to conclusion. Do not rush to judge that the man is a Muslim. And it's amazing, almost every attack on America for the last whatever years has been done by Muslim shout Allahu Akbar. Our media, and sadly with the political correctness, our leaders are trying to tell us this have nothing to do with Islam. It's amazing, as I watch the news, which American people celebrate at as it is a victory, the killing of Osama bin Laden. The media begin the talk of Barack Hussein Obama, which he obviously repeating and echoing the sound bites of the previous president, George W. Bush, by telling the world, by telling America, we're not in war with Islam. What? We're not in war with Islam? Who are we in war with? We're in war with Osama bin Laden? And I deeply believe in my heart that Osama bin Laden is just a victim of Islam. He is a man who is super rich. He can have the best life any man can have, but he lived in a cave and lived in a places hiding and doing his dirty work because of Islam. How long will we be ignorant of Islam? How long will we be ignorant of the truth about Islam? We're not in war with Islam. So we were in war with what? Osama bin Laden? Who is Osama bin Laden? A believer in Islam. A believer in the Quran, a believer in the teaching of Muhammad, a true Muslim, a man who practices what Allah command Muslim to do. And that's not Islam? It is shocking that we can see things happen in front of our eyes, and we try to pretend that is not Islam. That is not the truth of Islam. How long will be naive? How long will be ignorant until we completely destroyed? Have we learned anything from the past of what took place in the beginning of Islam 1400 years ago? Are we learning anything from what's happening today in the European country and how Muslims are taking over Europe because of the ignorance of the European of Islam? I believe it's time for us here in America to learn the truth about Islam, that we may set ourselves free. The shout Allahu Akbar, it is a shout used by Muslims worldwide Those who does not even speak Arabic still shout Allahu Akbar when they do their dirty work. It is a victory shout that they are taking over the world. And when the Muslims build a mosque in a land, it is a victory because from this mosque, Muslims will shout, Allahu Akbar, God is bigger, we're taking this land where we build this mosque on. That's why I do not believe Muslims have the right to build the mosque in Ground Zero, because that will be a victory mosque in New York. To echo the words of the jihadist who took the airplane to the tower shouting Allahu Akbar. My dear listeners, we must love the Muslim people, but we must love them with the true love of God. I know there are so many people in America with so many different opinions about how to love the Muslim people. For example, some church have welcomed the Muslim to use their facility while the Muslim building their mosque across the street from the church. And they are thinking by that they show love to the Muslim people. That is not love. That is hate. The true love you can offer to a Muslim is to let them know they are following a false religion. They are following a false prophet. They're not follower of true God, and they need to know Jesus and the love of Jesus. And that's the only way we can truly show the love of God with them is to lead them to Christ. The only hope, the only way, the truth and the life. Do you know Jesus? Are you a born-again Christian, or you're just some Baptist or some Catholic or some Presbyterian? The true answer is, unless we are born again, unless we truly know the love of Christ in our heart, we cannot lead one Muslim to Christ.
For how can you lead a Muslim to Christ when you yourself are lost? Are you willing to know Jesus? Are you willing to accept His love?
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.